USA Radio News.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction.
Shortly after 2 o'clock Eastern Time, President Donald Trump with that announcement that the United States will leave the Iran nuclear deal. The president also had some news regarding the three Americans being held in North Korea.
Secretary Pompeo is right now going to North Korea. He will be there very shortly, in a matter of probably an hour. He's got meetings set up. We have our meeting scheduled. We have our meeting set.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Many residents voice their frustration and anxiety after being forced to evacuate their homes as lava and hazardous fumes spewed on Hawaii's Big Island. But the big question many people have is it over yet? Well, Janet Babb is with the U.S. Geological Society. She says Hawaii is not out of the woods quite yet.
I think what we can say is this is not over. The seismicity continues. There's still magma within the rift zone, and so I think for the foreseeable future, this eruption is likely to continue.
The least watched primetime program on Fox News drew more viewers than its most watched counterpart on CNN. Fox News at Night with Shannon Bream drew an average of 1.5 billion viewers during the month of April. That's according to Nielsen. Now, CNN's most watched show was Anderson Cooper 360, which had an average audience of 1.1 million people. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zysol, quite wise. Zysol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zysol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
President Donald Trump is sending a plan to Congress that calls for the stripping of more than $15 billion in previously approved spending. Now the hope is this will temper some conservative angst over the ballooning budget deficits. One of the other things that has a lot of Republicans scratching their heads is why there's not been money allocated in the budget for the wall. Well, Mick Mulvaney is the Director of Office and Management Budget. He joined Fox Business and explained exactly what's going on with the wall and the funding.
Why couldn't we get 25 in? Because Congress wouldn't give it to us. We've asked for between 20 and 25 for all of the wall construction, and Congress simply refused to do that. We begged them, literally, to try and work with us on coming up with a fix for DACA and for immigration that would allow us then to package that with spending for the wall, and they simply refused to do it. I continue to believe the Democrats do not want an immigration fix before the elections because they want it as an issue. We want to fix things. They want to run on elections. Anyway, so for this year, again, we've asked for about $1.7 billion at least in the budget that we're working on now. The money from 17 is already on the ground. Wall is being built today. There's 30-foot wall going up along the border. The money that we just got in the Omni is starting to flow through the system. So it's not like there's no money being spent on a wall. It is. What we've asked for is all of the money for all of the wall at one time, and they've simply refused to work with us.
And back on this date in 1886, Atlanta pharmacist John Pemberton invented Coca-Cola. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.